Warning: the following content has been deemed inappropriate for the radio. It may also be inappropriate for children, offices, or sensitive grandparents. Please put on your headphones or find a safe place to enjoy this Ask Me Another bonus round.
Hey, everybody. If you love public radio crossovers, and I know you do, we bring you the wonderful hosts of Radiolab, Jad Abumrad and Robert Krulwich on Ask Me Another. Now, you can tell from listening to their show that they have an amazing rapport. But I wanted to get to the heart of their relationship. The love, the arguments, the blow-ups, the passion. So in this bonus clip, I actually go way back in time to when they first met and ask them, what did they think of each other that first meeting? What were their first impressions? That very first meeting when you are seeing Robert and ask him to do this fundraising script, Robert, what was your first impression of Jad?
Well, I was just curious because this is the honest truth. Sometimes in a career you just bump into somebody and where you there's something kind of already happening. And in what we do, it's a very tight kind of duet. It's sort of musical, I guess. It is very musical. And right away, just at breakfast, or right away, I kind of knew that this was just going to be fun and easy. I didn't know how good he was at first, but yeah, and then it became kind of a catch-up game because I was kind of amazed by what was happening. But all the while, from that first hello to this moment, it has been really, really easy to just play. And it's a deep kind of play. And it's so extraordinary to have and so much fun. And it's never varied. I mean, the work varies, the projects vary and everything else. But the fun just stays deep, deep, deeper, deeper, deep, deep, deepest.
Even the way you say deep, deep, deep sounds fun, frankly. Yeah. Jad, how would you know, obviously millions of people listen to your dynamic and they want more and more and more. What do you think it is about the way you mesh that just draws people in? If you had to quantify the magic.
It's something about what he just said. It's like no matter the workload, no matter the crazy deadlines or the insanely ambitious and ultimately like self-destructive things we throw ourselves into. There's a moment that happens in the middle of it where we're just like, it is just feels like a kind of pure play, like we're just kind of having a good time. And I don't really have that with anyone else, you know? I mean, it's just, I'm a sort of a very fretty, nervous guy who unlocks a different part of me. And so there's some place, some mutual middle ground we get to. I also think that it has to do with the ends of things, I find. Like, you know, we do these very complicated, long documentaries that are sometimes like very, you know, like dense technical writing, complicated stories, where you don't actually always know where you're ending up. And we argue and fight a lot along the way.
Yeah.
But there is a thing that happens at the end of a piece where, like, one of us will be saying something, improvising, or we'll make a cut, and the other one will be like, "Yeah, there it is," and we'll both have the "there it is" moment, and it's just in a weird sort of we come to instant agreement when we know when we've got it.
So you both understand the moment where you're like, "No, this is where it's supposed to end."
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I mean, you saw us on our
huge
last tour.
We
were working on that second piece in the tour. Right up until the final
time.
Show,
yeah.
And it was actually the
you
final show.
You saw us fight too. We fight.
You saw.
I never saw you fight.
Oh, we do.
Did you miss the
door
fight?
Slam.
I guess I missed the fight. Yeah. Door slam.
Yeah.
See,
oh.
I just saw you guys cheersing with cups full of.
No, like one time he wanted to call the audience bitches. Like, so we'll be right back, bitches. He wanted to say that on the air.
Jad wanted to say.
Oh, are we on the air? He wanted to say. Fred, I don't. Can we?
Yeah.
Oh well.
You can say
it,
whatever you want.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so he said that his peeps, whatever, wanted to hear that, and I said, "But the other peeps don't want to hear that." And like that was a tough one.
What? And what was the verdict?
We split it. We did one.
It happened. This was all in after the fact. I don't remember. whatever. I said, we'll be right back, bitches, just because it was funny. It was a thing that happened right in that moment, and then it came time to edit it out, and I thought, you know what? I'm not going to edit it out.
Yeah.
It's going to leave it in. And then that led to a long-running kind of argument about what's wrong with me.
I love that. I kind of relate. I always wanted to start the show with, hey, fuckers, and they will never let me do that.
Well, I'd have the same problem with you.
Well, then I guess we're going to have to agree to disagree, won't we, Robert? Hear how Jad and Robert fare when we pit them against each other in a game about, well, each other. Our podcast drops this Thursday, June 26th.